Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello and welcome back to the Happiness Hangout podcast. I'm Katie, a certified life coach here to help you shift your mindset, align with your highest self, and manifest your dream life. Today, I wanted to share 13 life-changing lessons I learned this year that I'm taking into 2025. I really quickly also wanted to ask you all, if you have been enjoying this podcast, to please go and leave a 5-star review because it really helps us grow the pod and continue to make these episodes. But without further ado, let's get into it. The first lesson that I'm taking into 2025 is the importance of your self-concept and how you view yourself. So your self-concept shapes your reality, and the beliefs that you hold about yourself, they dictate how you act, the risks you take, and the opportunities that you end up noticing. And I recently just saw a study too that was done by Dr. Richard Wiseman that found that lucky people come across like chance opportunities while unlucky people seemed to miss them. And so while this isn't just only about luck, it's also about any beliefs that you hold about yourself. If you believe that you are someone who is lucky, if you believe that you are someone who gets the things that you want, you are more likely to get the things that you want. You're more likely to be open to opportunities. So if you want to change your life, you have to change the beliefs that you are holding about yourself. And this gets me to the second lesson, which is you are the biggest thing in your own way. So your limiting beliefs are one of the biggest reasons that you're probably not where you want to be yet. And I think this is very humbling in a sense, because you're like, wait, what? Like, I'm the reason that I'm not where I want to be yet. And it's very easy instead to blame it on other things. But when we take accountability for that, when we look within and we're like, wait, these beliefs are stopping me from getting there, that is where the shift happens. And one quote that my dad always shared with us growing up too was, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So if you want your life to change, it's time to stop putting yourself down, telling yourself that other people are more worthy of it than you are. Like, the list can go on, but you are what is getting in your own way, and you have to stop putting these barriers on yourself. The third lesson is, there is no timeline that you need to be on but your own, and every single season of your life serves a different purpose. So stop trying to rush it. Life is long in the sense that you have the time to do it all. And this isn't to say that you shouldn't go for the things that you want, or you should wait to go for those things, but it is to say, like, stop trying to force yourself to be somewhere that you just aren't at yet, or that it's not time to be at yet, because one day you will look back and regret just trying to skip to the different seasons of your life. And a big part of this too is to stop comparing your timeline to someone else's timeline, because we are all on our own path. We're all on our own journey. And instead, you should focus on filling your own cup, focus on your own life, focus on what you can do to make the most of where you are at. And I promise you, life will feel so much more fulfilling and abundant and good when you do that. The fourth lesson is, say yes, do more, and surrender. So when you say yes, you open up new possibilities for yourself, and new things are just able to come and flow into your life. And the book that I read this year that really shifted my perspective about all of this was The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, because throughout the book, I was just able to see the power of surrendering to life's flow and trusting the opportunities it brings, and how sometimes life will bring these opportunities into your life, and it's up to you to just see where it takes you. And when you say yes and you step out of your comfort zone, you create space for miracles. You truly never know, like, what miracle can come out of you just saying a simple yes or you taking the first step. The fifth lesson is, sometimes people will come into your life not necessarily to stay, but to leave you with a lesson, spark growth, or just redirect you towards something better. And this is definitely a tough realization, especially when romantic feelings are involved. But it's so important to shift this from a failure or a loss or a waste of time to why was this put into my life? What can I take from this? And how was this an experience that I'm actually able to grow from? And again, instead of seeing these moments or encounters as setbacks or as a waste of your time, you just get to view them as redirections, lessons, and as things that are just part of your journey and that are actually just bringing you closer to the life and to the love that you want and that is really meant for you. The next lesson is life is full of growth and you have to just embrace that with open arms. This mindset shift has been so huge for me, especially when it comes to doing things that are out of my comfort zone. Because when we are afraid to do things out of our comfort zone, obviously it's very, very scary. But when you look at it as something that is here to help you grow, that is here to just launch you into that next season of your life, it becomes a lot easier. So anytime this year I was afraid to do something where I was like, oh my God, this is out of my comfort zone. I'm nervous. It would have been easier if I just stayed in X, Y, and Z position. I just kept reminding myself, no, no matter what, I'm going to be growing from this. And that is what life is about. We don't want to just stay in the same position forever. And sometimes we have to take those uncomfortable steps. Sometimes we have to do those uncomfortable things in order for growth to find us. The seventh lesson is just because things don't feel like they're moving doesn't mean that they aren't. In the beginning of 2024, I had no idea about all the things that would come into my life this year, all the opportunities that would come into my life this year. And there were so many things that were probably in motion that I had no idea about. Well, they had to be in motion that I had no idea about that eventually just popped up out of nowhere. And so we really truly have no idea about things that are moving for us, things that are in action for us behind the scenes that are making their way to us. Like your name could be spoken in rooms that you have no idea about. Things could be moving around for you behind the scenes that you have no idea about. And just because you feel stagnant or just because you feel discouraged or things aren't coming in for you does not mean that they aren't. Like you truly have no idea what is right around the corner and making its way to you. The eighth lesson is in order to receive more, you have to let go. And the more that you let go, the more that you'll receive. So a tightly closed fist cannot receive. So when you are holding so tightly onto things, whether that is expectations, things, how things are supposed to be, you are not allowing what is meant for you to come in. But the more that you let go, the more you allow what is meant for you to come in. And a lot of the things that we hold on so tightly to, I've realized, are things that we don't even want, are things that we're just settling for. And it's this attachment to something that we think we want in the moment. So an example from my own life is, I think I'm very clear on the things that I want for my future, what I want to bring in, but it is very easy to get caught up in the moment and to convince yourself like, oh, maybe this job could work out for me. Or, oh, maybe it could work out with this person, when deep down we know that that isn't the job for us. Deep down we know that we have a bigger dream or this isn't the person that is meant for us. And so when we let go of that grasp that we're holding on to, when we let go of, oh, I need to be on this certain timeline right now, we allow what is meant for us to come in and we allow life to surprise us in the most beautiful ways. The ninth lesson is you have to have certainty and trust, especially in the tougher times. You attract what you believe, and trust keeps you grounded. And when you truly just trust that things are going to work out for you, things will end up working out for you. And maybe not in the way that you thought that they would work out for you, but in better ways than you can even imagine. And not only does having trust allow those things to come in for you, but it will make your journey so much more enjoyable and exciting. And you cannot take a miserable journey to a happy place. Like you need to be happy along the way in order to get that happiness. And so when you trust and when you are enjoying the journey and when you're like, you know what, those things are going to come in when the time is right for those things to come in, life becomes so much more fun and exciting and calm. The 10th lesson is action creates clarity. So often we wait to find this clarity before we start. But I think that this just ends up in us procrastinating. And so I think the real way that clarity comes in is when we just start taking action, when we take that first step, when we are just going for it. And I know that a lot of us are like, oh no, if I take this first step, then I'm stuck going down a certain path. But we forget that you are allowed to pivot, you're allowed to take a turn, and you're allowed to change your mind. And so sometimes all you have to do is just take that first step, try it out, be like, how does this decision feel like for me? Or how would it feel like if I went down this career path? Or how would it feel to put myself out there? And then that is how you gain clarity. And when you take that first step, do that first thing, you will see how much more ends up just flowing in the clarity that comes into your life. The 11th lesson is you attract what you are, not what you want. So if you want love, you have to embody love. If you want success, see yourself as a successful person. It's great to wish for what you want, but your actions have to align with your manifestations, and the way that you view yourself has to align with all of that. So the vibration of what you put out is what you will receive, and your frequency matters. So if you want to attract those things into your life, be the type of person who attracts those things. The 12th lesson is the things that you are avoiding the most are the very things that usually hold the key to your growth and your breakthroughs. Not only does doing these things that feel hard or uncomfortable build confidence, discipline, and trust in yourself, but it is truly where your growth is and it is where your breakthrough is. If it's meditating, if it's sending that email, if it's putting your project out there, the reason that you are avoiding it, maybe it's because you're afraid of change. Maybe you're afraid of fear of, oh, what if this doesn't work out? But you have to stop letting fear and discomfort rule your life. And the other side of that resistance is truly where your potential lies and where your breakthrough is. The last lesson is life is allowed to be that good for you. You are allowed and worthy of experiencing all of the joy, all of the good, everything that you desire without the guilt, without the doubt, without the questioning if you're worthy of it. And this was a big lesson that I learned from the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, as he talked about the upper limit problem, because we unknowingly cap the good things we let into our lives because we believe we don't deserve them or fear they won't last. I literally just posted a TikTok about this too the other day, and someone commented, wow, I literally felt myself dealing with this when I got this amazing job opportunity, and automatically my brain went to, oh no, like this is too good to be true. But it is never too good to be true. You are allowed to have all of the good and all of the abundance come in to your life. So what if you let go of those fears and allowed yourself to fully receive the blessings coming your way? So let next year be the year that you stop capping it, unnecessarily worrying about things that you can't control, and just allow all of the blessings, opportunities, love that you desire in, because you are worthy of it all. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode, listening this year, and hanging out. I am sending you so much love and light, and we will chat in the next episode.